USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the U.S. are on the rise as the Delta variant spreads rapidly, hitting unvaccinated segments of the population hard. Florida, Missouri, and Texas now account for about 40% of the country's new cases. The CDC says that in 16 states, less than half of the population has received at least one dose of vaccine. Dr. William Schaffner, professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt Medical School, says it will take a different kind of effort to address that level of vaccine hesitancy. He tells CBS News that health officials will likely need to employ a one-on-one approach.
We have to ask each and every person what their issues are, respect that, and then try to provide the good information, and in addition, try to make them feel comfortable and reassured that doing this is really good for them, their family, and their entire communities. We're down to doing this one person at a time.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden hit the road on Saturday to hold a rally for a gubernatorial candidate in a state often considered a bellwether. Brad Bernards has the details.
President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A private equity investor accused of illegally lobbying on behalf of a foreign country has been released on bond. Wendy King has more.
A federal judge in Los Angeles freed wealthy private equity investor Thomas Barak, an ally of former President Trump, on $250 million bond in his illegal lobbying case. Prosecutors have charged Barak, who's been in jail since Tuesday, with illegally lobbying former President Trump on issues benefiting the United Arab Emirates. He secured his release with $5 million in cash. The court in L.A. also ordered him to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet, banned him from transferring any money overseas, imposed a curfew, and restricted his travel to Southern California and New York. He's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. Prosecutors said Barak, who was chairman of Trump's 2017 inaugural committee for conspiring to act as agents of the United Arab Emirates. Barak also faces charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements to federal officials. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the American women's 3-on-3 basketball squad has opened their Olympic campaign with two wins, including knocking off the top-ranked team in the world. They defeated world number one France 17-10 with First Lady Jill Biden in attendance, then later beat Mongolia 21-9 to move to 2-0 in the tournament. The 2020 Olympics, the first time that 3-on-3 basketball has been an official event. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.